Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Clever DJ, our final episode for the month of March.
Yeah.
This is Ilya.
And this is Nino. Lucky number 13.
Yes. We have an episode that kind of works with the previous one. So, last episode, we spoke about the cons, the cons
of DJing.
Yeah, just why you should not DJ or the things you're not going to like in this industry. But now, instead of speaking about the pros, we thought, you know, let's be more creative. How to keep healthy as a DJ, right? How to maintain good physical and mental health, like clarity as a DJ.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's start with one that's very obvious, not just for everyone, but like specifically in our case.
Well, it's something in general that to stay healthy.
We spoke
right?
about it before, right? Yeah. I mean, working out, I was really struggling to keep up with what we had to do. I mean, I was always on top of it, but I was like breathing so heavily, right? Because I wanted to be quick and you know, and impress you when I started working for you.
Yeah.
For free, by the way, everyone. If anyone wonders, the guy didn't pay me a dollar.
Hey, man, that's the deal that we made.
Yeah. But I got really good gigs from you after.
You did.
And you were nice. You paid me as a pro.
I was teaching. I was teaching you too, as well, right?
Yeah.
It's
hours. Yeah. How are you sitting at your chair? Your chair almost leans back all the way. He's just sitting there on his phone, contemplating his life, like. Why am I teaching this guy? And yeah, I remember all the decisions I had to make in order to actually be able to focus on it. Right? So yeah. So it actually goes well.
Yeah, so you were struggling like the first couple of gigs, right? Because you realized, oh man, carrying all the equipment into the gig and setting up and stuff. And then by the time you were done setting up, you're like
sweaty and tired.
And we still have to do the gig.
Heartburn.
Right? So,
yeah. Because over the last few years working from home, I really gained weight and.
Man, cushy, just staying home, right? And you literally wake up and then you can do it from your bed, literally, right?
I could work from bed. I could work from the kitchen while eating and snacking.
Work anywhere, long as you have internet connection, right?
Yes. Now, the thing is, I choose not to work from bed because it's just, to me...
You'll fall asleep, literally.
You will, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I deal a lot with clients and that's not something you want to do.
Of course.
So, also, it's just like, it makes me like kind of like not respect the job, not respect myself enough. So, I say, get out of bed. At least sit. You don't have to dress up, you know, suit or anything like that, because nobody's there to to watch your dress code. But at least, you know, get your corner a home where, you know, that's your working corner. It's also healthy for you.
Yeah, it
for
is.
For your mental health.
It is. So we're talking about working out, right?
Working out is extremely important.
It's very important.
No.
You may think that it actually drains you, takes your energy away from you, but it actually gives you more energy.
Improves your stamina.
Yes.
So not just, you know, becoming all muscular, work on your cardio, because a lot of this stuff is cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying all this, you know, all this gear back and forth.
Yeah.
Dismantling it, putting it back together.
And it's important to stay healthy doing that. Another thing is just to have a partner so you don't have to do all that by yourself too as well. So it helps to.
Yeah, preferably someone you will do it for free. So.
Yeah, exactly, right? So staying healthy is very important. Working out is number one on the list. And I'm out of it a little bit, but I used to have a workout routine every day, right? The first thing I do when I wake up is do at least 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and then 100 dips. And what's it called?
Yeah, I tried working out with this guy. I dropped about 15 pounds, maybe 12 pounds.
Yeah,
I'm up maybe 2 or 3, but I'm doing well. For myself, I'm losing weight.
And how was it working out with me?
Working out with you was... Should I tell them what you used to do?
Go ahead, man.
So this guy was Mr. Philippines.
2007. So
The guy, he looks the same, by the way.
No.
You look a little older in your face, but like, you guys just don't age. It's incredible.
It's our Filipino blood. Yeah, Asian blood, for real.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I used to work out hard, like really hard. I used to live in the gym. So literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
10 hours in the gym. And
I remember I told you I want to work out with you one day. Remember? And you said, let's do it now. I said, oh, well, it's so late at night. We ended up going to Good Life Fitness. And I was ready to hurl after about 7 minutes with him, maybe 4 minutes.
And we were just doing like body weight exercises. Like
body weight exercises. We did, oh my God, I'm forgetting the words.
Those are leg lifts.
No, like when you jump from one workout to another. No breaks.
Supersets.
Supersets. And not like just two machines or like two types of workouts. One, two, three,
back to
four.
Back to back. One, two, no three, rest four. In between two, right?
Right, so two, three, four workouts.
Very intense.
And no rest and high reps, high weight. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Amen.
I think the very first thing we did was cycling.
Yes, you remember that,
almost
right?
Almost killed me, man.
Bro, that was normal.
You get your second wind and you feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was walking so funny, like a duck.
It's like you've been on a horse for like hours. Right.
Oh man,
but
and it was almost frustrating when the lady went like, come on, your last round, and then you go to the next level. I'm like eight times your last round. I mean, like, I don't believe you now. And I look at you, I'm like, defeated. You're like, that's the last round. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's important. I mean, if anyone says, oh, it's important to work out anyway, but it's especially important when you do something like DJing. It really requires you to
stay
on top of it.
Because you have late nights as well, so you need to stay fit for that. You have to DJ and then you have to tear it down as well. So it's like, it takes a lot out of you. And if you don't have that extra energy, extra boost, you're going to feel it for days after, honestly.
And another really important reason for that is you're going to be awake at times you should be asleep, and people are becoming so much more aware of the adverse effects of improper sleep.
Lack of sleep, right?
Yeah, lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. It's all over Instagram now.
Yes.
All of these, like, you know, doctors, like, you know, everyone is getting into like how important it is. Just influencers. And I was thinking to myself, how could I sleep well if that's what my job requires? But you know what? You could do other things to keep your body strong by working out, so your body is not just getting beat up from every direction. You're already sleeping improperly, so at least also work out. Keep your body strong, right? Mm-hmm. The next one would be
meditating and visualizing how your gig is going to go in your head. Like
manifesting
it. Yeah, you're really into that, right?
I am, and you know it really
changed
my life.
It helps.
I mean, it works.
Yeah,
and you can't just, you know, stand in front of the mirror and say I'm strong, I'm successful, I'm powerful, and then boom, it's done. You gotta really believe it.
You
gotta really,
you gotta
imagine it.
Take the steps toward it, right?
You know, I like, you have to almost feel like you're being filled with this like positivity every time you say it, and you can see how everything is happening. And people, the ones who manifest and they're all about, you know, that positive energy, they'll understand what I'm talking about. The ones who don't, and maybe they're interested, one day you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But it's a very powerful, very strong feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just saying something and you're done with it, right?
Yeah.
So meditating, visualizing your gig, visualizing how your life improves and everything. It's very important to keep your brain healthy, your mental health in check.
Yes.
Because we deal with a lot of stress, a lot of noise, lots of competition. We need to give our brain a break.
Yeah.
So that's one. Staying away from certain foods in general and at gigs.
So I think staying away from there's certain types of foods that you should stay away from, right? Like anything sugary And
sugar is just sugar is horrible for you.
It's terrible. Like, it'll give you a boost when you need it, right? But if you're eating sugar all the time, oh man, it'll make you lethargic, right? You're gonna crash and burn, literally. So
it's terrible. It's absolutely unnecessary. Your body does not need it.
Yeah, exactly. Staying away from, I think, a lot of DJs drink energy drinks.
That's terrible.
So bad for you.
I used to do that when I was working sales. I would drink two or three in a row.
Bro.
And I would feel some sort of like high of energy, right? But then
it's the same
my
thing
heart
as,
would do this like.
Yeah. No, there was someone I saw it in the newspaper a few years ago that all she drank was energy drinks. She ended up dying, literally dying because obviously of the energy drinks. I'm like, the stuff that they put
you're not
in there
supposed
is
to have two in a row.
Terrible.
Yeah. Or regularly, it destroys your liver.
It does. It does.
So anyway, that's a very quick solution when you just need it, but it's not a solution long term.
Yeah. Same with sugar, carbs, like pastas. Don't you can eat it, right? But just don't go too heavy on that stuff. Yeah, in general, and in gigs, you can control yourself. You get wedding food. You know, we're really spoiled. Especially when it comes night to. Late night. Yeah, late night table, a lot of poutine.
Pizza,
donuts.
All kinds of delicious.
Wedding cake.
Yeah.
We're really spoiled at weddings, right? So it's important to pick and choose the types of food that you want to eat, especially if you want to stay healthy, right? So
yeah, so the portion and the type of
portions
food
are very important, man. Not to just go over.
And don't mix things. Mixing things that shouldn't be mixed. I mean, your body is going to go through so much trying to digest that and to just.
Yeah.
It's going to. It's all common sense, but people still do it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. People still do it. And then they wonder why they have no energy left or why they're so sick after an event. You just beat yourself up. You beat yourself up in every way possible. You stayed up late. You were around noise for 5 to 10 hours.
Ate junk food.
You drank. You smoked potentially.
Yeah. And then after the gig, you grab some McDonald's too. I'm like, oh,
because you're tired.
Because you're tired and you're hungry, right?
Yeah. And it's just,
it's tough. It's a tough lifestyle to deal with, to stay healthy, right? But you gotta take that.
Lots of temptations, right? But anyway. moving along, stay hydrated, drink lots of water. So that actually helps with the food too, right? You don't want to eat as much.
Yeah, if you drink water all the time.
Tea, I love tea.
Yeah, tea, water, anything that keeps you hydrated. It helps to lessen your urge to eat and stuff. So it keeps you healthy too. You need to be hydrated from the inside out too, right? It keeps your skin good. Moisturized and everything. So there's lots of benefits from drinking water all the time. It helps with, of course, the more you work out too, the more you have to drink water because your body needs it, right? You're perspiring and stuff. So in general, drink lots of water, as much water as you can, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a very important one. Staying away from alcohol, substances, smoking.
In general. Yeah. You know, all the vices, right?
Alcohol will also dehydrate you.
Exactly. It's the opposite of staying hydrated.
Yeah. So that, and I think most, am I right that most DJs, like big time DJs, actually don't do drugs as opposed to what people believe they do?
Depends. It depends. If you're more of a celebrity DJ, you're more apt to getting that stuff. You have that access.
I'll tell you where I'm coming from when I say that. I'm not just making this up. And again, if I'm like under a rock and I don't know the truth, then tell me. But I watched this documentary with Steve Aoki. And
He does drugs for sure.
Well, it was on Netflix, I believe.
Yeah.
So unless he lied, he said, how can I go through over 365 gigs a year?
That's the thing.
On drugs. He said that if he did drugs on top of all of that, he He would have been done.
You know what? I think he's telling the truth because his schedule is insane. His schedule, he has gigs more than like two or three gigs a day sometimes. Yeah, right?
Different countries.
So he's
in Europe and there's like bordering countries.
Yeah.
So he has almost 400 gigs a year.
That's crazy.
The guy is just made out of something else.
Insane,
yeah.
Man.
So.
Yeah, I think that's that. He's telling the truth.
Yeah, right? I'm sure he does.
But I'm sure there are DJs that do substances. Yeah,
so I'm just saying, like, to get to that level of success, to get to that level of like being of able course. To achieve all of that. I mean, there's drugs can help you short term, but
there's upsides and downsides too. Like being that successful is great, but then you're never with your family. 365 days, you're never with your family. It's a good thing. Maybe if you don't have a family, it's perfect. You have the bachelor life. But if you do...
I couldn't imagine living that kind
terrible.
Of life.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Like, you know, I would not trade with him. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Right? That's just not what I would want to do.
Yeah, man. And just even like smoking in general, it's bad for your lungs.
Vaping.
So,
I can't believe how many people vape.
Tons of people vape.
Terrible for you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's more concentrated than smoking.
Delicious though, man. I tried it a couple times. I'm like, wow, that tastes good. I can't blame them.
Well, there are flavored vapes now, right? They're flavored.
Well, they banned them here in Canada, I believe. You know, they banned most of them, if not all of them, the flavored ones.
Really?
In some stores, or
I didn't know that.
They banned something. So, because kids were always buying them.
It's more accessible. Here, yeah, for sure. Especially because weed is legal.
So weed, nicotine, just vaping, whatever it
in
is.
In general, it's bad for your health. So try to stay away from it.
Smoking's bad. Okay. mental health. Let's see. And having time to yourself. Okay, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about mental health, but we spoke about meditating. And manifesting, if it's something you would like to do, it definitely will help big time. But just do something for your mental health, something that will maybe balance you out. For example, for me, it's not listening to music for a little while. So if I had 2 to 3 gigs in a row, and each gig was 5 to 10 hours, and I'm like, you know what? I drive home. I don't listen to music.
Well, usually DJs,
right? I can't
turn off the radio or just not like drive in silence.
No phone calls, no noise. Unless I'm tired, I'll give my girl a call or someone a call, or call you and tell you how the gig went, right? but what do you do for your mental health?
Just spend time with family. Just do something other than DJing, right? Like I play golf.
You play golf, yeah.
Play golf.
Nice shot. Was that it? What it said on the...
What?
Was that what it said on the middle finger? Nice shot.
Oh, the glove you gave me. Nice. Yeah, man. It's
that
nice.
Was funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have, like, to do something other than DJing or listening to music to give your ears a break from all the noise and stuff too, right? Spending time with your family, your significant other. You need that time alone.
You have that balance. Do the things that you don't get to do often, or like Nino just said, find a hobby or something that has nothing to do with music, maybe, and that's gonna make you want to go back to it just so much more.
Yeah, you need to recharge.
Yeah,
like, literally to go back to it hard, right? So
yeah, so do whatever makes you happy, and find that balance. And last one.
Obviously, because we are very sleep deprived, try to get as much sleep as you can on your off days, right? Mm-hmm.
Get as much sleep as possible. And also, I know that you shouldn't be...
Sleeping in too much?
You shouldn't be depriving yourself of sleep, but you shouldn't be sleeping too much either. So sleeping in, like into the afternoon hours... I mean, as great idea as it looks at that moment, because you're tired, I think it's better to wake up at the same time every day. So if you came home super late, I mean, give yourself a couple extra hours, but don't sleep in 6 or 7 hours. It's just going to make it worse for the next day. Mm-hmm. Right? Just have an easier day the following day, right? You're not waking up with as much energy as you should. So maybe that day, invite someone in to hang out. Maybe you don't go out anywhere, but they come to you. Mm-hmm. just take care of yourself. And here's the thing: it sounds all boring, and it sounds all like we're two old people who are like, you know, are so affected by it, and we're so beaten up after those gigs. But it's true; like, it's gonna destroy your life if you just do this every day and not take care of yourself. You're gonna age so much faster.
Yeah, you will. It's tough. You have to take care of yourself, especially when you do this lifestyle.
Yeah. So, like, to sum up, you got to work out, meditate, or what? Meditating does not have to be you just like sitting with your legs crossed. You know, so for some people, it's a walk. You know, they go. I like hiking.
Hiking?
I love hiking.
Okay.
Right, like climbing, like. Trails, like mountains, hills, stuff like that.
Jungle gym? rock climbing?
Rock climbing. I would love to rock climb. Yeah. But it's...
You never done?
Just like basic stuff, you know. Okay. I mean like real, like rock climbing.
Oh, real outdoors. Rock climbing? Oh, okay, that's different. That's different.
Yeah, it looks interesting. It looks like you're really pushing yourself to like new extremes.
That's tough, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough,
but just take care of yourself. Get a couple protein bars or whatever, you know, something healthy with you, so you don't want to eat that huge meal at the venue or eat less, right?
Well,
but just take care of yourselves, guys and girls.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah,
stay away from certain foods, a lot of sugars and stuff. But yeah, it's healthy snacking is fine.
Yeah,
right. But just stay away from big portions.
No alcohol, no substance abuse, smoking. I mean, if you really want to drink a little bit, go ahead. I feel like I don't DJ the same when I drink. I know some people who can drink a ton and it even makes them better. But
enhances their DJing. Yeah, right. Come on.
Normally, though, I think it's not something that's going to help you.
No.
And I think that's it.
Mental health. Sleep. That's it, man.
That's it. All right. Well. Hopefully you enjoyed this list with us, and this is the last episode for this month.
Yes, sir. Episode 13.
Join us next month, same day, same time.
We'll see you in the next one, guys.